Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following program is sponsored by Mullen Plumbing. The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Mark Wayne Mullen, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning. Welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing. The Red Ritter, where the guys and all those red vans crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma, taking care of all your plumbing, heating, electrical, and environmental needs. We are live in studio. If you got a question for us, give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Shoot us a text message at 95920. Look, if you got something around your house that's bugging you, it's bugging us, give us a call. We'll tell you how to get started with your project. It's been too long. Why are you putting it off? I'll be really frank with you too. If we don't have a clue what you're talking about, we'll Google it while you're talking to us, right?
We ain't scared.
Yes, that's right. I've got Nick with the Mullen Environmental. How you doing today?
Wonderful, boss.
You seem very happy.
It's a good day.
You got your love with you?
Love of my life.
Yes, and you guys are kidless
today.
We're
kidless. All the kids are at church camp. We are going to partay.
Party? You're going to go to Cracker Brownie
breakfast. That's pretty much what that means, right?
Nick with Mullen Environmental. Cody with Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great this morning.
Are you?
I am.
Did you look in the mirror this morning when you got up?
And
you
no, still I missed that? That, actually.
Yes, well, yeah. I woke up this morning and I told my wife she was so lucky to have me. And, of course, she wasn't up.
And she wasn't awake to respond.
Yeah, she didn't hear that, but I said it to myself. Skip Bass of Bass Protection Service. Your wife just has a recording of you saying that, doesn't she?
Do you remember the first thing you ever said to her?
You go, you could do better.
What she said was, why didn't you call me? She's like, what? I've seen you in the morning. True story. Yesterday, I was hanging TVs at a wonderful, nice lady's house at a community, in an elderly community. And she goes, when is Mark Wayne coming back? This is yesterday. I go, I don't know. And here you are today. So she's listening.
Oh, that's great. Well, what's her name?
Mary.
Mary? You don't know. Oh, you don't want to give her real name out.
I can't.
I get you. All
classified,
right. Well,
of course.
Mary, how are you doing today? We're just going to go with Mary then.
But she was listening to Rush Limbaugh, which started the conversation,
right?
KRMG and stuff, and that's what started it all when
you're
coming back.
My schedule anymore is just so just ridiculous. And it changes literally almost every 24 hours. And so I love it. This is doing the show is literally one of my most favorite things I get to do outside of spending time with my family. And so I'm pretty excited. Although I will say I woke up this morning and I walked outside, and since I'm not home very much anymore, I don't have an opportunity to drive my absolute favorite truck in the world. And it's my 72 C10, my 72 Chevy. And it is just something about starting it immediately just puts a smile on my face.
The smell of the carburetor,
the sound is ridiculous.
You got to crank it a little bit and give it a little bit of gas, you know, because it's carburetor.
And there's always that question of,
is it going to start? Is it going to start?
I love that.
And
but
then
it
when
looks
it
good.
Starts, it gives you this grin on your face, and you're like, yeah, yeah. And then you get it. And I'm driving it today, and I didn't even think about looking at the weather. And the closer I get to Tulsa, the darker the clouds are getting. And I'm going, you know, I know this truck has been rained on before, but not since I've got it built and it looks good. And I'm driving, I'm thinking, nah, surely not. So as I'm driving down the road, oh, no, you're not supposed to do it. I wasn't texting, but I did hit my Google weather map and just to see. And it was like, yeah, it's got like a 40, 50% chance. And I was like, I'm feeling lucky today. It's not going to hit. And I thought, I don't even know if my wipers work. I don't know. It's never, it's never been driven in the
rain. Wasn't there a story about a black tie event when it broke down on
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, that's just, I had, just real quick, and guys, we'll get to your calls and your text messages, too. So if you got a call for us or a question for us, 918-460-KRMG, 918-460-5764, or give us a text at 95920. So just a story of what Nick is saying. My wife and I, we had to go to this black tie event, and I just absolutely despise those things. I'm just not someone that likes to wear a suit. It's just I look good in it. You guys know that, but I'm kidding. I don't like wearing them. It's just not. It's not something that I enjoy to do, but I have to. And my wife loves them. I mean, she gets dressed up, and man, she looks good when she. There's a reason why we have five kids, and she just looks phenomenal. You know, And we go outside, and she's wanting to take her vehicle. I was like, no, let's take the truck. And she thought I was talking about, like, my truck I drive every day, my red, you know, F-250. I was like, no, let's take the truck. And she's like, Mark Wayne. I was like, no, come on. And she said, all right, fine. So we jump in the thing. We take it, and it's downtown Tulsa, and you pull up. And, you know, there's people across the road that's doing their little chants and stuff, but they have valet parking where we're at, and we pull up, and all the valet people, they're just staring at it, because when you pull up, it's open, they're like, oh, and they'll come out there and say, love the truck, and so we get out, and we walk inside. They come back at night after the dinner and stuff, and we're leaving, and you know, everybody's leaving at once. They go get the truck, they pull up. And I go and I jump in it, and they drove it there, and they put it in park, and I drop it down and drive, and the gear shift just slides with me.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, the linkage just broke on this thing. Immediately, I knew exactly what it is. I mean, if you've ever drove an old truck like that, you know when you hit that gear shift and it just slides with you, and you don't hear you don't feel the thump, thump, thump.
Yeah.
And my wife's in this beautiful red dress, and you know, everybody's out there, and I'm like,
I got to climb under this truck.
I figured I could reach from the hood. Yeah. And I told Chris, I was like, the linkage broke. She says, and? I said, so put your foot on the brake, and I'll be right back. So I popped the hood, and I let it lean over. And it's real clean inside. So I just pulled. I felt it drop to where it needed to go. And she's just red-faced. And the guy that came in, the valet guy, goes, that's awesome. How do you know how to do that? I'm like, well, used to, this was common when you had vehicles, and jumped up and took off, and she was just so embarrassed. But I thought she looked hot. When I stepped in there, you know, came back, and, you know, she's sitting in, you know, it's a full bench seat. She sat beside me.
Yeah.
And her foot's over by the pedal, and with her high heels on, I thought she looked hot, and really she was hot. Really mad.
That's one of those stories you can't make up.
I know. We were supposed to go to, we was going to actually go to, because when we're at dinners like that, I don't ever get to eat, because I'm usually speaking. And so we were going to actually go to eat afterwards. She's like, no, let's just go home, because I'm not going to do this again in the parking lot. And I was like, you know, if we can go by O'Reilly's or something, I can get like a little rubber garment or a little bolt, because what happened is the bolt just vibrated out. Right. And I thought I could fix this thing real quick. She's like, your own time. You can, on your own time.
That's awesome.
All right. You got a question for us? Give us a call. 918-460-KRNG, 918-460-5764, a text message at 95920. Skip Labass, let's talk about speakers real quick.
Okay. Home audio, which is very big right now with the outside patio and stuff. What does the question say?
Can you read it?
Yeah, it says, I'm trying to. Okay. Can you guys not read that?
It didn't look like Skip
says,
could.
I'm trying to install. Okay, we got a text message at 95920. It says, I'm trying to install a home camera system, and I'm having trouble setting up the motion settings on the cameras.
Yeah.
And it's catching motion, but no one is walking. What can I do to fix this? Sorry, okay. That was in two text messages.
First of all, the Axis, it's kind of a high-end Cadillac of cameras. Inside the Axis setup, you're going to have a motion setting. There's two ways of doing it. You can do it from the camera itself, set up the motion on it, and their sensitivities levels. So you may have to turn up that sensitivity just a little bit for it to pick that up. Also, go into your DVR and set it up there also. Depending on what kind of DVR you have, that's where you set them up on. But any questions, give me a holler, and I'll kind of walk you through it when you're in front of it.
Okay, so your phone number to do that.
Call me at 918-955-1381.
And real quick, let's hit speakers. You got about probably a minute to talk about speakers before they're going to force me on a break.
Okay, whenever you're upgrading your system, and sometimes you're thinking, well, maybe I don't have the budget to do the whole system all at once. So we kind of categorize what area to do first. First thing you want to do is change the receiver out. That's the brains, that's the power, that's what's driving it. Because you could put some high-end speakers in and you still have your old, you know, receiver unit, and it didn't have the juice to push it. It's almost like in a truck. You can have a very nice, you know, truck body and transmission, but if you don't have the motor to push it, then it doesn't do any good.
Are you talking about like surround sound?
Yes.
With the speaker bar that they have now, let's talk about when we get back, but when the speaker bar that we have now, why? I mean, it's so much simpler than the surround sound. Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection okay. Service. Cody with Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Nick with Mullen Environmental. I'm Mark Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter. We're setting live in this new awesome studio that KRMG has set up. It's sweet. I mean, it looks like I'm in a cockpit here. Hey, sit tight. We'll be right back. House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter. I've got to tell you, I've missed that intro music. You're rocking today. I was kind of iffy on the whole MJ stuff while ago on the exit, but this intro's...
That was part of my spill.
That's part of...
After you do all your surround sound, that's the song you play, and it makes all your speakers sound perfect.
Really?
If Billie Jean sounds good, your speakers are phenomenal.
Are you serious?
I did it at your house.
Oh, wow.
Chrissy was over there.
Yeah,
getting the groove on.
The whole family's into music. I'm just not that big of a music person, but not that I'm not. I love it sometimes, but that was good intro music. Anyway, you listen to House Talk right here on KRMG. If you got a question for us, 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Text message at 95920. I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing. Skip LaBasse Protection Service.
Been gone too long, haven't you?
Yeah, Nick with Mullen Environmental. Cody with Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Cody's going to be talking about upholstery cleaning. That's upholstery cleaning in the vehicle and... In the house.
We do both.
Yeah, and Skip's, as you can tell, is going to be talking about speakers. Nick with Mullen Environmental, aerobic systems, breaking down those aerobic systems.
Yeah, breaking down the poop.
And so let's, you had to go there.
That's what they do.
Yeah, but I mean, you can, it's like 8:21. Oh, there's some people haven't even ate breakfast yet, and now they're not going to want to.
It's okay, I'll eat it.
Their breakfast or the other thing?
No, the food.
Okay, I'm just making sure there. So let's talk real quick about aerobic systems.
Sure.
Now, first of all, quickly explain the difference between aerobic system and traditional septic system.
So traditional septic system is a lateral field that's going to have a 1,000-gallon tank. You know, your solids stay there. Your liquids go out of that tank into your lateral lines. And then pretty much the ground soaks it up. An aerobic system is entirely different. It's basically a miniature sewage treatment plant, and it goes through stages where it's treated, and then it gets sprayed out onto the lawn, or it can go through a system of, what do they call, a drip irrigation system. So there's obviously some different requirements versus for the aerobic system. A lot of people kind of lump it into the same thing. Oh, I've got a septic system. You think, oh, it's not a septic system, it's an aerobic. So,
well, a lot of times, because when they bought the house, it says, you know, it says septic.
Right.
You know, what type of sewer is on? It's not on city, it's on septic.
Right.
It doesn't say aerobic. Right. It just says septic.
Right. And so education is key. That's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to educate people that these aerobic systems, you know, there's a lot of maintenance involved, but as you go through each component, there's filters. You know, we do testing on these things. For chlorine and sludge levels that we report to DEQ, keep it on file for all the people that we maintain.
But it's a requirement. A lot of people don't realize that the septic system itself is kind of out of sight, out of mind, because it absorbs into the ground. You don't have to do anything with it. But an aerobic system is considered a treatment plant.
Right.
No different than what, let's say, the city treating sewage from the city is coming from. But and they have requirements that they got to meet from DEQ standards. An aerobic system is a much smaller treatment plant, but is a treatment plant. And yearly, they're required to be reported to DEQ, which is the Department of Environmental Quality. It's actually called ODEQ, right. Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality.
Yeah, just like you mentioned, you know, if you've ever been by the city treatment plant and you see the fountains that are spraying up in the air, those aren't for decoration. They're actually introducing air into the water, and that air is the same principle behind the aerobic system. That's why it's air for aerobic. Your introduction.
That's okay.
I made that up. MW lingo right there. oh, just kidding, boss. But anyway, we're introducing
back.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're introducing air into the system, and that aerobic treatment is what creates the proper bacteria. It's what basically cleans the water. It settles out. We put some chlorine in it in the final chamber, and then it's potable. You can spray it out, and your dogs won't get sick.
Potable meaning you don't want to take it in a cup and drink it, but when it exits, it should have no smell and be as clean as pool water.
It should be. Yeah, it's going to produce a water quality that if your animals are to drink it for some reason, they wouldn't get sick. So
this isn't an info commercial. We're here to help you. We're not trying to sell you on anything. But DEQ can come in at any time and run an audit on your house. And if you're non-compliant, you can get fined for it.
Sure.
And so when you have an aerobic system, there is something that needs – I mean, those reports need to be done yearly. They need to be kept up. They need to show what's happening. We do that stuff for you. But on the other side, it's not that a homeowner can't do it themselves.
Right.
It's kind of like it's not that you can't change your oil. There's 5-minute oil changes places all over the town. And it's not that you can't take care of your pool, but yet there's pool companies all the time that's going out there looking at your pool, cleaning it, and testing your pool. But yet they make kits for it. The fact is a lot of times you don't have time to do it. And who wants to mess with their septic system,
right,
their aerobic system? We can do all that, make sure you're compliant. And when you go to sell your house, they're going to ask for these maintenance records.
Yeah. We work with a lot of realtors, like, you know, they love it when they can call us and, hey, can we get the file on this address? And we're able to provide that for the new homeowners, as well as if you're on our Platinum plan, we do a complimentary orientation with the new homeowner, just explaining the system to them, because knowledge is power. And, you know, even though we're going to be taking care of it, hopefully for them, and, you know, and that's everything, parts, labor, pumping, chemicals, we do it all, unlimited service calls. But even though we're going to be taking care of it for them, we want them to understand what they have so that it just improves communication between us and them so that we can provide a better service for them.
Absolutely. Your phone number?
918-258-6636.
Nick with Mullen Environmental. Skip Labasse Protection Service, we got, what, 40 seconds? How long? 30 seconds? So give us a quick recommendation of the type of speaker that you would put in your place.
Well, the problem is every place is different. So what you got to do is look at the room. You may need a 6-inch round speaker. If your ceiling's flat, you want a round speaker. If your ceiling's vaulted or you put it in the wall, you want more of a rectangle speaker, just for aesthetics.
Your phone number?
918-955-1381.
Cody with Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Give us your phone number.
918-279-1847.
We get back, we're going to be visiting with Cody. If you got a question for us, give us a call, 918-460-KRMG, or shoot us a text message at 95920. I'm Mark Wynn Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Ritter. You're listening to House Talk on KRMG. Good morning and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Mark Wynn Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Ritter, where the guys and all those red vans crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma, taking care of all your plumbing, heating, local, and environmental needs. If you got a question for us, give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. My guys are going to show up at your door guaranteed with their shirts tucked in, belt around their waist, and shoe covers on their feet. If not, your first half hour is free. Skip LaBass, LaBass Protection Service. Nick with Mullen Environmental. Cody with Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. And we've got two ways to reach us. The phone number I just gave out, 918-460-KRMG, or text at 95920. We got a text message up there up here that says, I have a rat's nest of wires. How do I know which wire goes to which speaker?
You wouldn't believe some of the rat's nests I've seen.
I think we have the worst at our house.
No, actually don't.
Really?
Most of them are IT closets where they just start throwing
stuff
in.
That's what ours is.
But I mean, like in a commercial setting where you have 1,000 wires and you don't know what's what. Yours is bad, but it's not like awful.
I would hate to see what awful is. I look at that thing and I'm like.
Yours just needs to be cleaned out, totally redone and nice and neat and we know what's what, because it's really not that bad. But if you have speaker wires, if that's what they're talking about, and you've got a ratchet, you don't know what's what, very simple solution, good tip like you always give, go get a AA battery or AAA, take it and put one end of the speaker wire on positive, one on the other, and that speaker will make a little static sound. So you know which wire is which speaker, then you can label them.
Do what? You
take your speaker wire, which has your positive and negative, get your AA battery, touch it to one end, touch it to the other end, and that speaker.
Touch it to what end?
Just hold it to the battery.
Yeah. So you're at the speaker.
No, you're at the wire in the rat's nest.
And the rat's.
I think they want to know what wire's
which. So unplug it. Unplug it from where it's plugged into.
I took it as there's nothing plugged in.
Use the battery for a connector.
Right. So if you touch the battery to the end of the wire, the positive negative, that speaker will make a static sound, so you know which wire it goes to.
And just label it.
And you'll know if it's a solid wire, if it's any interference, or is a cut in or something. So yeah, that's how we test them whenever
that's just a AA battery.
Just a double or AAA. Just touch it to the end of it and you'll hear a little static sound.
That's interesting. I thought you'd have to use a voltmeter.
Giving all my you can, but this is a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's
giving all my secrets away.
Hey, stop that. Got another text message up here at 95920. It says, I'm currently a platinum customer for AC electrical. When are you guys going to do plumbing? Our platinum, what the texter is talking about, we have a platinum program that honestly is amazing. I argued with Ray and Robert and the guys when they first started this platinum program, says we're going to go broke doing this. I'm serious. Nick, you was involved in this conversation.
Yep.
This is no joke. I was like, there's no way we can do this. But the reason why we have never offered up until the recent years, the reason why we had never offered programs like this was because I wanted value, and I never seen a maintenance program like maintenance extended warranty on a vehicle. Right. I don't buy that stuff. I don't think it's worth this money. It needs to have value. And there was a bunch of programs that were out there that I didn't think had value. And I'm in the customer service business, not taking advantage of customer service business. And so the Platinum program, when it first came out, it's been great. And it's the fastest growing program probably in the country. Literally, we've had other companies reach out to us and want to know how we're even able to do it. And it works. And I've had to actually go back to Ray and Robert and everybody and say, okay, you're right. It's a value to us, and it's a value to the customer. The reason why we haven't done it for plumbing, to be quite frank, I haven't figured out how to bring the value to the customer without just selling them something.
Right.
It needs to be more than just a piece of paper and a monthly installment. In fact, we were talking about this because this text message came in over the break, and we were talking about this among each other. And I don't know who made this suggestion, if it was Nick or if it was Skip, or maybe it was Cody, that says maybe we should ask our customers what they would want to see in a maintenance program for plumbing. Yeah. And so to the texter, I'll say that. I'll throw that out there. It'd be neat to just kind of see what the customers feel like to mine by that they don't want to have to worry about.
What are you
about.
Looking for?
Yeah, right. What is it that you're wanting? And we'll help design the program, and maybe you can help us with this, because plumbing is my life, and so sometimes I might look at it different as, who would want to pay for that?
Right.
Because it's something I've always done. I mean, it's growing. My dad did it. I mean, it's something I've always done. I've always been in a plumbing truck. I don't remember not, you know, being around plumbing. So I look at it totally different. So maybe I can look at it with an objective eye. So we are looking at it. We have been around the country. We have studied different programs that people are offering out there. But it's kind of like our maintenance program for our platinum program for AC and electrical. we did something that no one else was doing. And that's the same thing with plumbing. I've found one that's already out there that I like, and so we are currently trying to design one that would bring value to our customers. And so we'd love your feedback on it. Hope that answers your questions. Cody, let's talk about upholstery cleaning, sir.
Yeah, so you know, this is something that we've been doing for a long time, and it's not one of those things that the homeowner themselves has much of an option to do themselves and do it properly. So we found kind of a niche there working on cleaning upholstery. You know, we were talking about it a little bit before, but you know, a lot of people clean their carpet, but for some reason they never think about the furniture. The way I look at it, you know.
Yeah, which makes totally sense. Everybody cleans their carpet, but.
Yeah, that's what we're stepping on. But what we're sitting on, what we're reclining on, you know, sit down to read a book, watch the TV.
Can you imagine laying down where Skip has been sitting? I mean,
that'd be nice and warm, wouldn't it?
Be a large area. Oh, no. Oh, I'm so mean. I'm sorry, Skip. I miss you.
Oh, I miss Ray. Please come back to us.
So anyway, so, you know, that is something that I think people should give a little bit of thought to, you know, especially if you've got pets that are sitting on the furniture and things, you know, it just to get that cleaned once in a while, it's amazing the difference.
Yeah, pets aren't exactly wearing pants. Yeah. When they sit down, there's one area that's distinguished at the setting area.
So anyhow, you know, we can make it look a lot better, smell a lot better. We've got a really unique tool that we use for upholstery as opposed to carpet cleaning. And what this tool does, it circulates the steam, the hot water, through the fibers of the upholstery, flushing out any kind of dust, bacteria, and things like that. And it's not over-wetting your furniture to where the cushion is actually getting soaked, because it's not injecting that steam. It's just rotating it through there, and it really does a good job. So it makes a big difference.
But when we're talking about upholstery inside the house, what about upholstery like in a vehicle?
Absolutely. Yep, do that.
What about the headliner? And I'm asking you this because I'm leading you into a question. I mean, everybody here knows that I'm very particular about my trucks.
Yes.
Very particular. I like my trucks clean. They can eat in my wife's car. You don't eat in my vehicle. And if I ever let you eat in my vehicle, if you put a crumb and I got to clean it up, you will lose your privileges about eating my vehicle.
That's the last time.
But yeah, my truck has 170,000 miles on it. It looks new still. But I had to get the fuel system redone recently in my truck. And I got back, and I've got fingerprints where it looks like somebody thought it was a good idea to wipe their hands on my headliner.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Which, first of all, why the heck are you touching my headliner? Why would you even touch a headliner to begin with? There is no reason why a hand should be up on a headliner. But it drives me insane now. And Daryl told me at one time you guys didn't do that, but that was a long time ago. Are you guys got the technology to do that now?
I believe we do. Yep, we do work on some of those spots. Now, those linings stain very easy.
Because your hands aren't supposed to touch it.
Yeah,
That's why they're called head liners, not hand liners.
Yeah, and this person, it almost makes me want to go back and like do a little detective work. Let me see your hand, buddy.
But I think we could probably do something for that. Now, we've got a lot of spotters, a lot of different things we use for grease, oils, and I think we could probably do something for that.
So when you guys come out, then you can actually clean the house, and if they want their upholstery clean, say they got you know, five kids running around like my wife does in a big old SUV that, you know, as she says, Mark Wayne, I run them all over the state. How do you expect them not to eat in the truck vehicle? Get that, okay? Yeah. So they get trash in it. I don't know how food gets in certain places, but you all can clean all that?
Yeah, yep, right there at the house. You know, if we're there cleaning the carpet, or you can call us out just to clean the vehicle, that's fine too. But we can do it right there at their place, right there in their driveway, garage, whatever. You know, open the thing up, clean the carpet, the upholstery.
Now, they're not detailing it. They're not.
No, it's not a full detail.
This is cleaning. This is just cleaning the carpet.
The carpet and the upholstery. Yep, absolutely.
So, and that's a case by case. Now, on a couch and on a love seat, I'm sure you have fixed prices on those, right?
We do have fixed prices. A couch right now, we're running a special. It's $75 to clean a couch, $35 to clean a recliner.
But what about a vehicle?
A vehicle is going to range. It depends on the size of the vehicle. Anywhere from $50 to $80, somewhere in there is what we usually end up charging for a vehicle.
Skip, today you are the guy who's getting all the text messages. Text message at 95920 says soundbar recommendations, which, guys, I'm going to tell you, we got soundbars in our house, and I love them. I like them so much. And we used to have surround sound, and we got rid of the surround sound and went to soundbars. I think they are great.
Well, it depends which one you get. So there's different levels. If you want a very high-end one, go with a Sonos. It's going to cost you about $1,200, but you will love it. If you want to do about half of that.
Please
about
tell me that isn't what I have in my house.
No.
Okay, good.
What you have is about the $500 one. It's a Samson.
That what I have?
And it sounds good.
It's tolerable.
Yeah, it does. No, it's great. I can take that.
You can get one a little lower end, the $200 ones, but sometimes it sounds like you're in a coffee can. So if you can stick in that $500 range, a Samson soundbar, I'm telling you, you will be very, very pleased with it.
And guys, I'm telling you, Skip knows that I'm not a tech guy. I don't watch a lot of TV at all. I'm not a movie person, so it's not like, oh, wow, that sounds great. Raise into all that stuff. I'm not high def, whatever. Okay, but that soundbar made a huge difference.
With Mark Wayne, you just better work. Yeah. Or you get a call about 6:55 in the morning.
That's use the acronym KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. I don't want all this complicated stuff. I want to I want to hit the power button. I want it to turn on. And when I hit the off button, I want to turn it off. I don't want to look for 6 remotes. I don't want to hit this button to go to this input, to go to this input. I just want it to be simple.
That's fair.
Right? Fair? All right. We got to take a break. You got a question for us, 918-460-KRMG, 918-460-5764, or send us a text at 95920. Cody? Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration, your phone number?
918-279-1847.
Nick, Mall Environmental?
918-258-6636.
Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection Service?
918-955-1381.
You're listening to House Talk right here on KRMG. We'll be right back. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRNG. I'm Mark Wayne Mullen with Mullen Plumbing, the Red Rooter. We're the guys in all those red vans taking care of all your plumbing, heating, electrical, and environmental needs. Our goal is not to meet, but to exceed your expectations. I got Cody with Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration. Nick, Mullen Environmental. Skip LaBasse, LaBasse Protection Service. We got a text message up here during break, and we were all just kind of discussing who was going to take it. It says, my electric door lock on the front door doesn't always catch and lock. Is there something I can do about it? First, I'll give you my opinion on it. There is something to do with this, but remember right before we went to break, I said, KISS, keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know, when you always, with me, when my front door is not locking and it's a deadbolt, I just kind of either lift up on the handle or push it down, but it's
shimmy
simple.
Or jiggle.
Yeah, shimmy or jiggle. There you go, right. But with electric locks, which I do know what you're talking about because at one time we actually had these, and this was a long time ago, and technology has improved greatly, and they're actually an asset, but I got burned so bad by them that I got away from them. But Skip, you had an answer for the people.
Sometimes the house settles if this is a house. And that door drops just a little bit.
Well, any structure is going to settle. Yeah.
Especially now in the summertime. And so that pin that's going through the door into the side of the door jamb, it doesn't line up right.
Right.
So you can either kind of jimmy that out a little bit or sometimes
jimmy that out. I mean, he was using his hand. I know you didn't see that, but he's saying make the latch a little bigger.
Yeah. I'll post the video on Facebook.
Like I said, jimmy or shimmy.
I should have been a preacher the way I use my hands.
Yeah.
But
or Italian.
It's radio.
It's probably going to fix itself here in a few months, but might have trouble with mine sometimes in my house.
So basically, you need to line the door and the door jamb back up.
Right.
And
because it's dropped just a little bit.
So with that being said, we have a service department, Mullen Service, that we actually do this kind of stuff. We don't advertise it a whole lot because a lot of times we're taking care of our own stuff, but we have carpenters, trim carpenters, that we do full build outs and we do these adjustment stuff too. If you don't have somebody that can come in and adjust that lock and that latch for you, we can do that for you. But as Skip said, more than likely it's probably going to take care of itself too.
Right,
your phone number, Skip?
Is 918-955-1381.
Look, guys, if you got the peace of mind of a camera system, I know we're talking about surround sound here with him because that's what he does a lot. But cameras are, you have alarms, which is good. But seeing what's happening is a total different aspect. So for any of your camera needs, give Skip a call. Cody, With Dynamic Carpet Care and Restoration, we talk about, you know, restoring the house to new, carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile cleaning. You know, really, you guys do it all, and we enjoy the partnership we get to work with you guys and refer our customers to, because that's important to us. But, you know, this whole thing about cleaning the upholstery of a vehicle while you're there cleaning their carpet or their upholstery of the house, that's some pretty
cool stuff. Just an added benefit, yep.
Right.
And we do that. So, you know, give us a call. We can give you a price on whatever you got. The number's 918-279-1847.
And then also schedule online?
Yes, you can schedule online. There's a discount for doing so. Look us up at dynamiccarpetcarellc.com.
And when they're scheduling online, they can actually pick their time slots, right?
Yes, you can pick time slots on there, days at work, and you'll be contacted then, either by email or we'll give you a call to confirm.
Nick, with Mullen Environmental, who has his love with him today, where are you all going to go eat at?
Where's it going to be, love? Cracker Barrel, probably. That's her favorite, man. They got that hash brown casserole. Have you had that?
I like the mama's French sample. Toast.
Oh, that stuff is
their
so
mama's
good.
French toast. Yeah, I get the sampler every now and then, but I like their sampler for dinner. Mm-hmm. But their mama's French toast, man, that is.
They got such good stuff. We can't probably not go there.
And you're right here. Buy
it's
it.
Right here.
That's right. Yeah. Mullen Environmental. If you want more information about our aerobic maintenance program, or you need some, or if you need your system treated or worked on, or somebody to walk you through your system. Maybe you bought a house, you got an aerobic system, you don't know anything about it. We do that.
Yeah.
Give Nick a call. He's a man who takes care of all that. And by the way, if you're not happy with the service too, give Nick a call. It's his fault.
Well, I'll take it. Hey, with great power comes great responsibility.
There you go. There you go. What's your phone number?
918-258-6636, or check us out on the web at MullenInc.com.
Hey guys, I'm Mark Wynn Mullen with Mullen Plumbing. It's so good to be back on the air with y'all. As I said before, this is one of the most enjoyable times I get to have. I enjoy it. I get to take a break from a lot of stuff and just do what I love to do. Of course, if you need our assistance, we're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our phone number is 918-258-6636. Y'all have a blessed day today. Stay safe, and we will see you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.